He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. Well, the last day of Shrine Game practices wrapped up on Thursday, and it's clear that some standouts are emerging. That includes defensive lineman Roy Miller out of the University of Texas. Miller was named the defensive MVP for the Fiesta Bowl, and he said he's pretty excited about coming out in the draft.
It's been great. Guys been out here, they've been competing, and I feel like I've gotten a lot better just from here, just from learning from the coaches, and it's just a great experience.
Well, many say that Miller is undersized. He counters that he's the same size as Glenn Dorsey and Cedric Ellis, who came out in last year's draft.
You know what? I have no idea. I know I'm taller than Cedric Ellis and Glenn Dorsey from last year, and not comparing myself to them by any means, but if you want to compare me to size, you can. But I'm a guy that goes out there and plays from my heart. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna fight to the whistle blows. I'm gonna run. I'm gonna do everything I can, to do what I can do. And if height is something that is your requirement, then I'm probably not your guy. You know, I'm 6'1", pretty close to 6'2", but I'm not 6'5". So I'm gonna do what I got. You know, that's life. I'm pretty tall, I think, as an average person, but, I'm not a beast like a lot of these guys, so,
Does that frustrate you that you play at the highest level in college, you succeed at the highest level in college,
right?
But still these pro scouts, they look at numbers all the time?
Yeah, it's crazy. I was first team All Big 12, got the MVP in the defensive MVP in the Fiesta Bowl. But yet, I'm still questionable on my draft status and all that. I don't quite understand it, but like I said, things happen for a reason. It's not my point in life to judge where or who I should go to. I'm just gonna work my butt off because it's plenty of people that don't even have the opportunity that I have right now, and I'm just gonna make the best of it. I don't know what may lie ahead for me, but I'm just gonna stay faithful to everything that I'm doing and to my God, and there's no telling what could happen.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no